Hare Krishna. Today we are continuing reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, 1st chapter, King Sudyumna becomes a woman. We start with text 34 and we will read till the end. This. There are a few slokas and two short purports, if you agree. Sudyumna had been transformed into the best of beautiful women who excited sexual desire and was surrounded by other women. Upon seeing this beautiful woman loitering near his ashrama, Buddha, the son of Moon, immediately desired to enjoy her. Text 35. The beautiful woman also desired to accept Buddha, the son of the king of the moon, as her husband. Thus Buddha begot in her womb a son named Pururava. Text 36. I heard from reliable sources that King Sudyumna, the son of Manu, having thus achieved femininity, remembered his familial spiritual master Vasishta. Text 37. Upon seeing Sudyumna's deplorable condition, Vasishta was very much aggrieved, desiring for Sudyumna to regain his maleness. Vasishta again began to worship Lord Shankara, Shiva. Now we can together recite 38 and 39. Tushtastasmai sa Bhagavan Rishaye priyam avahan Svam chavachamritam kurvan Idam aha vishampate Masam pumansa bhavita Masam strita vagotrajaha Itam vyavastaya kamam Sudyumno vatu medinim Tushtaha, being pleased, Tasmai, unto Vasishta, Saha, he, Lord Shiva, Bhagavan, the most powerful, Rishaye, unto the great sage, Priyam, Avahan, just to please him, Svamcha, his own. Vacham, word. Ritam, true. Kurvan, and keeping. Idam, this. Aha, said. Vishampate, O King Parikshit. Masam, 1 month. Puman, male. Saha, Sudyumna. Bhavita, will become. Masam, another month. Stri, female. Tava, your. Gotrajaha, disciple born in your disciplic succession. Itam, in this way, Vyavastaya, by settlement, Kamam, according to desire, Sudyumnaha, King Sudyumna, Avatu, may rule, Medinim, the world. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, Isi Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O King Parikshit, Lord Shiva was pleased with Vasishta, therefore to satisfy him and to keep his own word to Parvati, Lord Shiva said to that saintly person, your disciple Sudyumna may remain a male for 1 month and a female for the next. In this way, he may rule the world as he likes. Purport. The word Gotrajaha is significant in this connection. Brahmanas generally act as spiritual masters of two dynasties, one in their disciplic succession and the other in the dynasty born of their semen. Both descendants belong to the same Gotra or dynasty. In the Vedic system, we sometimes find that both Brahmanas and Kshatriyas and even Vaishyas come in the disciplic succession of the same rishis. Because the Gotra and dynasty are one, there is no difference between the disciples and the family born of the semen. The same system still prevails in India, Indian society, especially in regard to marriage, for which the Gotra is calculated. Here the word Gotrajaha refers to those born in the same dynasty, whether they are disciples or members of the family. I will also read a few next slokas. Text 40. Thus being favored by the spiritual master according to the words of Shiva, Sadyumna regained his desired maleness every alternate month and in this way ruled the kingdom, although the citizens were not satisfied with this. Purport. The citizens could understand that the king was transformed into a female every alternate month and therefore could not discharge his royal duty. Consequently, they were not very satisfied. O King Sadyumna had three very pious sons named Utkala, Gaya and Vimala, who became the kings of the Dakshina Pata. Thereafter, when the time was ripe, when Sudyumna, the king of the world, was sufficiently old, he delivered the entire kingdom to his son Pururava and entered the forest. Purport. According to the Vedic system, one within the institution of Varna and Ashrama must leave his family life after he reaches 50 years of age. Panchasat Urdvam Vanam Vrajet. Thus Sudyumna followed the prescribed regulations of Varna Ashrama by leaving the kingdom and going to the forest to complete his spiritual life. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purpose of the ninth canto, first chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled King Sudyumna Becomes a Woman. Today we will speak on a special topic which is connected with this last purport, Pancham Urdvam Vanam Vrajet. Why we have to leave family life after 50 years of age? According to Vedic system, Vedic culture, Sanatana Dharma, society is divided according to Varna and Ashrama. It means for the four Varnas, like we have Brahmanas, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras, and also connected with the Varnas, also Ashramas, which are also four. We have Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha and Sannyas Ashram. We can see here that we have all ashramas in today's room. Almost. Before, like we see. And if we take that the maximum duration of life is 100 years, it means, according to Vedic system, first 25 years is dedicated to education, to build good character, and second 25 years is dedicated to Grihastha Ashram, which is not obligatory. It's like next step, if you want, then we can remain Brahmachari in Brahmachari Ashram. And thus go on to accept next ashram, in Grihastha Ashram, means second 25 years. And the third 25 years is Vanaprastha Ashram, those who accepted Grihastha Ashram, and accept Vanaprastha Ashram. And last part of our life is dedicated to Sannyas Ashram, This is the rounds order of life, which is completely dedicated to spiritual activities. This means, according to Pancham Urvam Vanam Vrajet, means that if we enter after 25 years of age, we enter in Grihastha Ashram, it don't mean that we will remain the whole life in Grihastha Ashram. But it's only allowed for 25 years. 25 years. And then we gradually have to close the Grihastha business. Grihastha life. According to Vedic society, only in Grihastha ashramas is allowed regulated sense gratification. And also only in one ashram is supposed to maintain all three other ashramas. This is Brahmacharya, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas ashram. In Grihastha ashram, the person can do different businesses and like this, and have family, children, wife, husband, and like this. And why is this allowed only for 25 years? Everything is connected to the purpose of life. What is the purpose of life? What is the aim of life? What is the goal of life? Depends of our goal in life, we will choose the lifestyle. Lifestyle. And Vedic system is perfect system of society, according to ashramas and for varnas, which gradually bring for a person from the lowest stages of life to the highest stages of life. And all the time is in the center spiritual life, the spiritual based society is varna ashrama. Ashram means that we are cultivating, we are practicing spiritual life. Ashram means that Krishna is in the center, especially Daiva varna ashrama. And all three other ashramas are renunciates, like they are vairagis. That means vairagya, means renunciation, dedicated renunciation, nivritti mark. And whole bhakti yoga is nivritti mark. This means this is the path of renunciation. And pravritti mark means the path of sense gratification. The pravritti mark. This is only allowed in one ashram, and this is Grihastha ashram. Because if we don't practice renunciation, we cannot become detached from this material world, which is the aim of human life. Only in human life we can practice spiritual life, because there are four common activities for every living entity. Everyone knows ahara, nidra, bayama, maitunam cha. Means ahara means eating. Everyone eats. All living entity eats. Nidra means sleeping. Everyone sleeps also. Nidra. Then bayam means fearfulness or protection. Everyone protect. And maituna means sex life, procreation. Procreation. This is common for every living entity. And only in human life we can go beyond this animalistic propensity of life. It's called Vishkarpa, this is animalistic propensity of life. And present-day society, which is different from Vedic society, is giving stress only to these four common activities, which is common for everyone. Therefore, today's society, they're not giving to humans opportunity to fulfill the mission of life, the human mission of life. What is the mission of life? In this way, we will now connect, because it was yesterday in the Narsingha Chaturdashi, to the teaching of Prahlad Maharaj, which is described in 7th canto. And this is from 6th chapter of 7th canto. which Prahlad Maharaj, who was the 5-year-old boy, he gives very important instructions to his schoolmates. Schoolmates. During the tiffin time, Prabhupada described tiffin time, when there's a break, when they had break. Others, they want to play. He told, no, it's not time for playing now. We have more important business in human life. And what is this important business? Immediately, Prahlad Maharaj, this is the chapter 7 of Canto 7, the title Prahlad instruct his demoniac schoolmates. We know that Prahlad Maharaj, he was the son of the Asurya Varya, the best of the demons. Hiranyakashipu, which yesterday was killed by Narsimhadeva. That was today, the second day. And what Prahlad Maharaj, he taught his schoolmates. He told, Shiprarada uvacha kaumara acharit pragyo dharman bhagavata niha dullabham manusham janma tapyo adruvam artadam. Translation. Prahlad Maharaj said, one who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotion nor service can give one complete perfection. Here Prahlad Maharaj is saying his schoolmates, and now you have very important form of life, the best life. This is human life. And you can play other lives also and do other things. And human life, which is also temporary. For example, we have now human life, some female, some male human life. We will not have for a long time. We don't know how much life we will have. We don't know how much. And this human form of life, which is rarely achieved, dullabham manusham janma, is meaningful. Why is meaningful? Because in human life one can perform devotional service. And why devotional service? Because people will tell us, when we meet people outside, will tell us to do other business. Why you are only chanting and dancing? Do something practical. Go to accept some job, to do some, why you are begging around, and wasting time. We are thinking, materialistic persons are thinking that we are wasting time. And we are thinking that they are wasting time. There was one article, Prahlad Maharaj, Prabhupada published, who is crazy? Materialists, they think the devotees are crazy, and the devotees think that they are crazy. And who will judge who is the right? And according to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, according to Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, materialists are crazy, and devotees are not crazy. Why? This is connected with Pancha Urdhvam Vacham Vrajet. Because this life is not meant for sense gratification, but it's meant for self-realization. This is the aim of life. Because people nowadays don't know who they are, where they are coming from, where they are going. When we ask them that this life is preparation for next life, they say, no, there's only one life. We don't want to think about next life. We want to enjoy this life. But we see that no one in this world enjoy. This is next instruction. in this series of instruction of Prahlad Maharaj. For example, if we ask ourselves, how much happiness we want in life? How much happiness do we want in life? 100% or 0% or 50%? 100% happiness we want. Né? How much unhappiness we want in life? Zero. And what is reality? How much happiness, how much distress, unhappiness? Depends. Depends on each in each individuals. Because according to according to our purva jamat, according to our previous life, according to our pious and impious activities, we get results, fruits, which we are eating in this lifetime, which are one are sweet fruits or one are bitter fruits. It is from tree of life. Tree of life. Therefore, Prabhupada Maharaj is telling in the third shloka, I will read, that this is useless waste of time to hanker, to endeavor for material happiness or to avoid material distress. Why? Because both are coming. We have this experience in life till now. Sometimes we are happy, sometimes we are distressed. We don't know why, but it's materially looking, seeing. And this is a very important lesson we have to learn. Sukkam aindriyakam daitya deha yogena dehinam sarvata labate daivar yata dukam ayatnataha. Which is important word in this verse. This is text 3 from this 6th chapter. Ayatnataha means without endeavor we get happiness and distress. Prahlad Maharaj continued, my dear friends, born of demonic families, the happiness perceived with reference to the sense objects by contact with the body can be obtained any form of life according to one's past fruitive activities. Such happiness is automatically obtained without endeavor, just as we obtain distress. And therefore, it's useless waste of time what we are doing in life, that we are all the time we are avoiding distress and looking for happiness. This is materialistic way of life. Whole life we are doing this, avoiding distress and looking for happiness. That's what they say. The whole weekend, 5 days they are miserable. The 5 days, Friday is they are more happy. A little more happier, so-called happiest. They have come Saturday, they have a big headache. And then Sunday they are recovering from headache. And then again, they are very, very afraid for Monday. And anxiety. They are in pressure cooker. Pressure cooker. But this life is like pressure cooker. Understand? You know pressure cooker? We are cooking under pressure. We are cooking in this world. Samsara dava nala lida loka. Every day we sing. We remember ourselves that we are cooking in this material world. It's forest fire. The forest fire, big fire, is speed fire. Therefore, we will give just few examples. How is this true? This happiness in distress. For example, yesterday was feast. This we have in the Simhat Chaturdashi feast. I give one example for not for yesterday's feast, but for some other feast. One devotee, devotees just served prasadam, and some devotees came later, and devotee brings prasadam, full plate of prasadam, but he didn't bring sweet. He didn't brought the sweet rice. And he offered this devotee, they were sitting, they offered prasadam. He said, oh, thank you very much for prasadam. But he knew they also was sit there. Né? He asked, very sweet today, very sweet rice. Very sweet rice. But this devotee who served her tell, I didn't know that he also likes sweet. Né? But the devotee was a little bit, oh, how you mean I don't like sweet? I like sweet also. Né? Bring sweet rice. Bring sweet rice. Né? Then this devotee, he left immediately. Né? He left for a cup of sweet rice. And what happened? Just he came nearby him to give Sita, he split the sweet rice, ne? The cup was split on the floor. Spell on the floor. Spell on the floor. And this devotee was thinking, what you are doing with prasadam? You waste prasadam. Ne? There was ants because they are on the ground. Ne? I said, the ants eat all sweet rice. Ne? Sweet rice. And he was chastising this devotee who served. Ne? How you can be so spaced out, we'll say, in the Iskcon language. Ne? You are so unqualified. Ne? Then he thought, okay, I want sweet rice. He told this devotee, no, sweet rice, it was lust. They go, no, there is one for servers also for servers, eh? Because when we serve prasadam, we keep something aside for those who serve prasadam. Eh? They go, there is one bucket, one bucket is for servers. Okay, I'll bring to you. You know? He just left, and just, it was 2 minutes before, they already distributed also this bucket. this bucket was also empty. Eh? And he came back, he asked, sorry Prabhuji, today no sweet rice for you. Eh? Today is not, because in your karma, today is not sweet rice. In your list there is no sweet rice today. And this devotee was okay. He was a little bit sad. Eh? Okay, today no sweet rice for me. No sweet today. This is called acceptance. We have to accept what is destined for us. Then another example. There's one story. One wants to commit suicide. And he jumped from the hill, and down. He didn't know that it was a lake, a river lake, and they swim. They swim some Raja Kumari, it means the princess, ne? A daughter of the king, and some others. Ne? And he was jumping from the hill, but he didn't notice there's lake, there's a river. Ne? And what happens, there also the crocodile was coming near this Raja Kumari, ne? The princess. And other was afraid, crocodile is coming. Ne? How they escape? But she could not escape. They will eat, this crocodile, they will eat, already. Open the mouth, crocodile, there's a big mouth, And this, immediately, from the top, something fall in the water, fall from the water, and this crocodile was afraid, was scared, and he escaped, And he escaped. And then they saved, they was saved, the princess was saved, and also this man, was also saved, and then they went to the king to explain what happened. It was very dangerous, in danger. Your daughter was in danger. They already was almost crocodile killed her. And what happened? There was some magic was from the top, some Superman from the sky and saved her. Save her, and then the king was so obliged to this man. He was grateful. He told, "What I can do for you? I don't have nothing. I don't have this daughter. I can give a princess, for your wife, ne? And he accepted, ne? Okay, then was little surprised, ne? And they married, ne? They married, and then they live happily after ever, ne? They enjoy the kingdom, the king, royal prosperity. And what we can learn from this, ne? He want to change his destiny. He would jump from the. He would want to commit suicide, but this is not his destiny. His destiny was the opposite. Therefore, please don't try to change your destiny. don't try to change his destiny. Therefore, better. Therefore, Prahlad Maharaj is telling, don't waste time. Useless. Useless. This means useless business of sense gratification. listen to looking for happiness to, and to reject unhappiness, to avoid unhappiness. And the Prahlada Maharaj tell, better you focus on devotional service, on devotional service, which can give you true benefit. Like we can understand that why we are so speaking against material life, or zero material sense gratification, and material opulence, all these things, because they are temporary, they are not eternal, and there is when we are spiritual, we are eternal, we go to next life, to the next life, we will carry only three things with us. You know which three things we will carry to the next life? Okay. Karma, yeah, Maharaj, correct. Karma. And we have, according to Bhagavad Gita, we have three karmas, three varieties of karmas. That means karma, like pious activities, which means plus. In next life, there's some pious activities. That means we'll, from plus, we will reduce to the zero. If you say where we have plus, we will reduce to zero. And also, vikarma, also impious activities. Our sins, whatever we commit, sinful activities. This also going from minus, we come to zero. To zero. And bhakti karma or devotional service, akarma, devotional service, this is eternal, this never diminishes. Prahlada Maharaj said in the beginning, whatever we make, whichever advances we did in this lifetime, if we finish 50%, we will next life continue with 51%. 51%. Therefore, it's better to endeavor for bhakti karma, ne Krishna karma, bhakti, Bhagavad Gita Krishna explained to Arjuna in the 11th chapter, ne Krishna karma, Krishna activity, Krishna's activity, devotional service, which are Prahlada Maharaj, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasam, Sakama, Atma, Nivedanam, the nine process of devotional service, with hearing and chanting about Krishna, Shravana, Kirtanam, remembering Krishna, Smaranam, worshipping Krishna, offering prayers to Krishna, serving his lotus feet, then become his friend, and surrendering everything to Krishna. Some we forget. Shravanam, Kirta, Vishnu, Smaranam, Archanam, worshipping the Lord. This nine process devotional service. They told, better you do this. And this happiness and distress of material life, material happiness and distress, they will come and go. Don't waste time. Anyway, we will lose everything. It was also for the end, last story. One devotee, because there are a group of devotees, students together, and some full-time joined ashram. And another was like atheistic. He told, I will go better I will go for my business career, my material success. And after 4 years, what happened? He got a very nice job, like the IT professionals, very good paid job. Especially if you go to US, the well paid jobs. And he learned a lot every month. And in 4 years, he learned. Why is we speaking? 4 years. What happened after 4 years? And he was all the time was like ridicule. Other friends, you join Hare Krishna, and you're only chanting Hare Krishna, wasting time, only chanting Hare Krishna. You have nothing, And what happened to him? He earned a lot of money, and COVID came, and he got a COVID disease, and he died. He left the body, changed the body. What was his profit? Zero profit. what he did only this for 4 years, he moved money from one bank account to another bank account. And he left this bank account. But there are souls, jivas, in human form life, what we are doing. If you go now in the street, we'll go to Harinam afternoon, but we'll see what people are doing. Moving money from one bank account to another bank account. and in the end, they leave this bank account. This is... Therefore, we have great responsibility. This is also teaching Prahlad Maharaj, because we got solution. Today is Madhavendra Puri, appearance, and Srinivas Acharya, also appearance day. Srinivas Acharya, he is one of the three members of First Sankirtan Party, Narottam Das Thakur, and Shyamananda Pandit, the first three Sankirtan Party, who distributed books, handwritten books. They copy handwrite from the Sikh Goswamis, from Vrindavan, Rishi Rupsi Sanatan, Bhattaragona, Shijiva, Gopal Bhada, Saragana, and distributed handwriting. It also gives report scores. They distributed how many books. But we can understand they could not distribute a lot of numbers because they have to be hand. Listen, the score was not so big because hand copy. But it was, they distributed because this knowledge is so important. Therefore, our whole Sampradaya, which is giving this fruit, pure love of Godhead, which was first ripened in the heart of Madhavendra Puri. Madhavendra Puri, this Vriparalamba Seva, serving the divine couple, Radha Krishna in separation. Krishna in separation, Vriparalamba Seva, which is teaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Like this, this pure teaching, this is the highest fruit love of Godhead. We got it from Tru Guru Parampara, from Srila Prabhupada, which is the founder Chara of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. We got this fruit from his disciples in the next generations. And we are now next generations. They are giving this task. Prabhupada's disciple, like His Holiness Prahlada Maharaj, giving this task to us, giving this fruit to us. But we have to be ready to accept this fruit, to give it further to the next generation. And that's going, this fruit. And we give opportunity that everyone can attain the highest goal of life, Prema Pumarto Mahan, which is pure love of Godhead, which is in this age very easily obtainable by the mercy of Panchatattva, Sigourney Thai, by chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Thank you very much for your patience and kissing. Someone will want to say some correction, question? Thank you, Maharaj. Someone else
Hare to Krishna.
Ask? Or correct, or some.
I have a little question, if possible.
Okay.
It's just I am not sure about this. When you come to the ashram and you become brahmachari in the ashram, you do service for Krishna, and let's say that you start to renounce to this, to the phone, to, you know, some things that distract you from this, and you probably, you know, maybe you have an apartment and you sell it, so you don't have anything to do with the material world anymore. You just want service, and that's it. Isn't this also like a sannyasi, but not confirmed? It's just when you are brahmachari, doing only service. Isn't this already sannyasi, or... What's the difference between a sannyasi and a brahmachari who does only devotional service? Because you mentioned that sannyasi dedicates his life only for this devotional service, only for thinking about Krishna. But brahmachari can do that as well, as I see in you, for example.
Yeah, you want to add something? It's very simple. There is no big difference. difference in the brahmacharya or sannyasa ashram. For example, if you're a brahmachari, then you can change ashram according to Vedic society. We can progress in your life to grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. You can go from brahmachari to sannyas. You can make brahmachari also. This is the possibilities. And therefore Prabhupada sometimes he later also accepts sannyas. The king of book distribution, Tripurari Swami, and he distributed at Prabhupada times the most books every day he distributed. Recommend him for sannyas. Like he accepts sannyas. But Prabhupada told him, no need to accept sannyas. Already doing more than sannyasi. when we speak about the social system, it's like gradation, from one level to next level. And when we are in devotional service, practicing Krishna consciousness, we are all sannyasis, all ashramas sannyasis. Prabhupada is glorifying in 18th chapter, you can read in some purports, he telling, my disciples, they are working in factories, and whatever they earn, they give to society, everything. They are real sannyasis. Sannyasi only dress. I put sannyas and I become sannyasi. Sannyasi is a state of consciousness. But this is formal appearance of sannyasi we have. This is like society, how society is managed. So for managerial thing, how to make a managed society, how people can do progress from one stage to another stage, they can ultimately attain the pure love of Godhead, return back to Godhead. This is the whole system. Gradual. Okay, I can be sannyasi, but so many sannyasis, I'm not Krishna conscious. Ultimately, one ashrama is external things, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, to Ramananda Roy. Some is for managerial, how to manage society. This is a perfect social system. We also trying to establish in our society, our Prabhupada told us like 50% for us. He will lead the Govinda Prabhu. Senior brahmachari, he will give you some comment for theology.
Hare Krishna. So, external view is the same. Brahmachari surrender energy, skills, time, seva for Krishna, and sannyasi also. But one discussion between brahmachari and sannyasi, spiritual master, was like this. Spiritual master said, what is difference between us? You are brahmachari, completely surrendered, and I am sannyasi, completely renounced. Difference is only that I have no material desire, you have still material desires. So then we cannot imagine that now we are like sannyasis. Sannyas means sannyas consciousness, completely renounced consciousness. If we still has material desires, that means we are on the path to sannyas. Okay?
Yes, I heard from one of the devotees, we had a discussion about this, and he said that when you take sannyasi, Maya beats you to the... she will smash you on the floor. She will just have no mercy. She will be very, 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 very unmerciful towards a sannyasi. And she will try to bring you from there. She would. I mean, also in Brahmachari, also when we are doing Sankirtan or when we are doing any service.
A little wait.
Yeah. Yeah, no need to wait, but when you physically also, everything is like, you accept sannyasi, mentally you know that you are sannyasi, then I heard that it's much, much, much worse, the Maya. Is this true? I mean, I don't know if you know.
Can be true, can be not true, you know, can be half true, depends on the individual. Understand? Maya, Krishna wants to come to Krishna. Listen, we are here to become Krishna conscious. And what is the, we have to understand what is the duty of Maya. Maya is also devotee. So it's like police. Yeah. This is her and thankless. Thankless task to test us, how much we are serious. For example, if we want to come to Krishna, to develop pure love of Krishna, means from kama to prema, means from lust to pure love of Godhead. We have to come, we have to purify our heart. And Maya is testing how much we are serious to attend pure love of Krishna. He give us test. Are you serious or not serious? Yeah. And one point is this, yeah, in this commentary, Prabhupada is writing 7:14, Daivihesha Guna Mahima Madrate Mameva Prapadante Mametam Trantite. That is divine energy, which consists of three modes of material nature. It's very difficult to overcome. Very difficult to overcome. And but we can overcome. It's not impossible to overcome, but possible if you surrender to Krishna. And one point Krishna told Maya, to this devotee, you don't need anymore to ask him. You can leave it. He's free. Leave it. No need to, anyway, anymore to test him. Understand? Okay, Maya is also working on this Krishna's control. At one point, Radhanath Maharaj gave lecture about this shloka. First part is telling the power of Maya. First part of Sloka Devi Hesha Gunami Mama Maya Duratya. A second part is telling the power of Krishna. The power of Krishna. And what is in our side, we underestimate the power of Maya. And also we underestimate the power of Krishna. Understand? Krishna is more powerful. We can overcome myself. Yeah? But we can overcome by Krishna's mercy. Krishna is more powerful than Maya. Yeah. You understand? Then Maya, this test also that will come. Depends how much serious we are. We are already in Maya. Prabhupada told everyone, I am all the time Krishna conscious, here and there I am in Maya. But he corrected him. No, you are all the time in Maya, but here and there you are in Krishna conscious. Understand? This is our position in the beginning, to become fully Krishna conscious. Yeah. We are Maya. With Maya, no need to test us much. We are in Maya. For example, I don't come to Magra Arati. What is test here? I'm in Maya. For example. Example, understand? Or I chant when I'm driving. For example, what test? Better did nothing. So I will add something. That's not true that he has no material desire, sannyasi. He don't fulfill them. This is different. Ne? This is different. Not the. He didn't say, I have no material desire, but he don't fulfill them. This is difference. Like Yudhishthira Maharaj, he has no enemies. that not mean that someone not hate him. So it is the same. Maya will attack everyone in every ashram. But this is different. How you deal with this situation. For me, it's important that when we are in, like we are now in Brahmacharya ashrams, we are doing, or we are carefully, how to say, izvajam to, kar je za naš ashram. Practice this ashram. Where is sannyasa ashram? Where is grihastha ashram? Where is anaprastha ashram? When we will be there, then we will scratch our head. Why this? Why not this? How to this? Now in Brahmachari, we try to live perfect Brahmachari life. Or in temple Brahmachari, or outside. No problem. Nice question. Hare Krishna.
Someone else like to add something? Question?
The same question was Sridhar Swami was answering this question when he took sannyas. Somebody asked him what's the difference now when he took sannyas, and he says the difference between then and now is that now it's like Maya just grabbed my legs and put me over my head and just is just doing like this with me, shaking me.
This is what I heard.
This was his answer. Ne? So. In his case, it was much more serious when he took sannyas. Still, it was like, and even Lord Chaitanya, if you think how he was strict to sannyasis, much more strict than to others also. So sannyas, it's not same as brahmacharis in that sense, but it's same as you said.
For example, sannyas is like formal. Except sannyas means full surrender. No more Maya. And the Maya tell, oh, are you serious? Huh? No more Maya. Before we are like joking, no. Listen, like with a wave. Once you take sannyas, listen to me. This is like external decoration. Your decision, your vow. You accept a vow. Vrata, ne? Vrata. Like, no, primer, like Bhishma Deva. So that's the meaning of Bhishma Deva, ne? He accepted the vow, Bhishma, terrible, very wild, to remain Brahmachari whole life. Demigods also become afraid, Bhishma. Everyone is for this, only let you know this. Understand? Then become, you're serious, ne? Understand? If this is a state of consciousness, this is like external confirmation. You show. I want only Krishna, serve Krishna with body, words, and soul. Three danda. We have three dandi, sannyasi. Understand? For example, in our case. I want to wake up for Mangal Arati. You're determined in the evening. Coming morning, alarm clock. You start thinking, you know. I'm not enough sleep mind, mind. This is different with sannyas and us, ne? Sannyas mind also telling, but you're tired, you travel, ne? So long, you're traveling all the time, ne? You have to take rest, ne? But what can else do? Okay, my mind, you can sleep, you can be in the bed, I will go to the Mangal Arati. Until the shower, before the shower, is still last screaming. Why are you going to Mangal Arati? Go to bed. Return to bed. And take a cold shower. Okay, we go to Mangal Arati. Okay. Mind surrender. Understand? Therefore, association of what is so nice, ne? In the home, Prabhupada, everyone invite, please to our society, because at home you will not wake up. You will not go to Mangal Arati. You come to us, ne? We will give you a nice room, nice prasadam, everything nice, dress, ne? Everything, ne? Just come, ne? More easy, ne? Everything we will give you, ne? just come. Understand, eh? Understand? Then with the flow, ne? And then we help each other. This is the means sadhu sangha, devotee, ne? Devotee community. We help each other to progress in spiritual life. We discuss, and we push each other, same from behind, everyone, ne? Further, ne? Go towards Krishna, ne? Even if you look back, ne? Go back, no, go, look back. Then, even if you want to go to Maya, but the devotees don't allow you to be in Maya. For example, last story, then anyway, we crossed. Today we don't allow to go out, it's not suspicious till now. Isn't it some lunar eclipse? This, how say, moon eclipse, something. Anyway, what happens, ne? Mahindra Prabhu told. Devotee, he fall in Maya. For example, he was in Brahmacharya Ashram. He left home. He go to home. What they did, then they devotees they cook nice strawberry halva, and to go to this devotee to visit devotee, and give present, halva, halva, a lot of halva, and when devotee he took a lot of halva, he changed his mind. Okay, I come back. It's a session, devotees, you know. We go back, but I'll come back. You know. Therefore, we.
I heard of one case.
I heard of one case where they even went to one devotee who wanted to be in Maya, and they just kidnapped him and put them in the Sankirtan van.
For example, how they did, for example, Tamil Krishna Maharaj and Vishwanjan Maharaj, how they preach with buses, ne? And buses and Vishwanjan Maharaj, everyone knows Vishwanjan Swami, his kirtan, Prabhupada disciple, like famous kirtans. He was like very sweet and very attractive here, ne? Chanting holy names, so great taste. And he was playing outside, ne? Bhajan. And boys was attractive, ne? Listen, they came, and they chant together. And after the bhajan, the kirtan, he asked if you want to know more. They go inside, into the bus, ne? To hear Tamil Krishna Maharaj. You know, Tamil Krishna Maharaj, philosophy, ne? Full dose, ne? Full dose, brainwashing, ne? Polishing. Vishwanjan Maharaj, he prepared the field, ne? The heart, he prepared the heart, opened the heart, ne? And Tamil Krishna Maharaj, he jumped into the heart, ne? And make surgery, ne? And then after, they have to another place, they so many joint, ne? Together, ne? They go, going to one place, another place, joining, ne? New devotees joining. Understand, ne? This is the Krishna consciousness. Okay, we will conclude here. Thank you everyone for participation. Grantarachi Madhbhagatam Ki Jai.